This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a program lined up with a whole lot of different aspects of bluegrass in it. And they're all from groups and that I've been involved with or taken an interest in or seen on some of my travels. And we're going to kick off with a group from last week's show, Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie. I meant to play this track last time, didn't get time for it, and I wanted to play it. It's one called Old Coal Town, and it goes like this.
Back in my mind, there's a place I go, back to the banks of the Ohio, to a little hometown curved round the river bend. Right on the edge of the Dixon line, right in the heart of this heart of mine, on a winding road that seems to never end. And there beneath the mountains, mines and mills, my roots still run deep in those green rolling hills of that old coal town. My memories come rolling down, dreams of yesterday, and even though I'm far away, in my heart I'm homeward bound to that old coal town. Bale pounce barns and railroad tracks, river barges and old smokestacks. It's a little bit pretty, but it's still mighty pretty to me. The fishing's good and the folks are real, and that mountain air will make you feel like there ain't no place on earth you'd rather be. Memories like a clear blue mountain stream are running through my mind and filling up my dreams of that old cold town. My memories come rolling down with sweet dreams of yesterday. And even though I'm far away, in my heart I'm homeward bound to that old cold town. Those memories bring me back around and put my feet on solid ground. In my heart I'm homeward bound to that old cold town. That old cold town. That old cold town.
I've always liked the music of Bill Emerson. First time I heard him was probably with Cliff Waldron, and then of course I heard him in the Country Gentleman and various other bands of his. He always gets great musicians to play with, and in his more recent albums have been with that band, and they do a fine job of all sorts of music, and his playing is always impeccable. Well, it was about 4 months ago now that we had a visit to New Zealand from the Petersons, and it was very exciting having a full band come over and play some concerts. And I managed to go to three of the concerts, and I also fitted in an interview with a couple of them, which we aired on Back Porch Bluegrass here. This was back in March, early March, I think. And that was great having them here. Karen Peterson, mum, plays bass. Katie Peterson does fiddle and vocals. Alan Peterson Haygood does banjo and vocals. Julianne Peterson does mandolin and vocals. Matt Peterson does guitar and vocals. And the only non-Peterson in the band, Emmett Friends, played astonishingly good dobro, and they all contributed the vocals, and they do a wide range of material, as you can well imagine, from a group that's based in Branson, Missouri, appealing to a wide audience. And I've got an album in my hands here, Live Sessions Volume 2, and this was recorded about 2020, and I've picked out a song called Red-Headed Stranger on this one, and I'm sure you may be familiar with other versions of the song, but the Petersons do a great version. Let's listen to it now. Yeah.
the tavern and looked up a stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled the stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her.
That's the Petersons playing, and that brings back the memories of the concerts that I went to with them. They were very entertaining and had a real good patter between songs and a good sort of interrelationship with the band, you know, making jokes about each other and playing some great music in between times. It was great to have the Petersons here, and I'd love it if they visited again. Let's hear a mandolin tune now from Adam Steffi from the album New Primitive. And this is really a mixture of old time, bluegrassy, just the various things that have helped shape Adam Steffi's playing. He's got some local friend musicians on here: Zeb Snyder on guitar, Barry Bales on bass from Union Station, of course, Tina Steffi, his wife, on banjo, playing a bit of banjo there, Eddie Bond on fiddle and doing occasional vocals, but not on the track I've selected. They just play these interesting tunes, and you all know that I'm attracted to tunes that have interesting names. And this is one called Goodbye Girls, I'm Going to Boston. Here's Adam Steffi playing Goodbye Girls, I'm Going to Boston. Well, goodbye, girls. He's gone to Boston. That was Adam Steffi doing some absolutely astonishing mandolin playing. And that guitar break from Zeb Snyder was pretty good too. Wasn't that good? I hope you enjoyed that. I love hearing tunes like that. Well, the next track I've picked out quite fortuitously also has Barry Bales playing acoustic bass. Though I don't think there was any bass on that last one, was there? And Adam Steffi on mandolin. It's the band Union Station, and they're playing the backing for Alison Krauss and the Cox Family. This album was called I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, and it's a gospel album put together in the 1990s, 1994, when Alison Krauss joined her friends, the Cox Family, in putting an album together. And they used Union Station as backing, and they did a wonderful version of some great songs. And this is one of my favourites that we got to play for you. It's Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown? And Andrea Zon and Alison Krauss are doing the fiddles on this one, and Barry Bales on bass, Ron Block on guitar and banjo, Rob Ikes on dobro, Alison Krauss on a bit of fiddle, of course. And who else? Kenny Malone, maybe drums and percussion, and Adam Steffi on mandolin. And Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown? Suzanne Cox is singing the lead. Heart, good to hear that song. They sing it so beautifully, and the band is just perfect. support like no other. You know, I love Ron Block's very simple banjo solo and Adam Steffi's mandolin, and the girls' harmony is just phenomenal. Ah, I enjoy this bluegrass music. Well, I hope this is true for you. We're going to have Hot Rise from way back in the 1980s singing I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. Tim O'Brien on fiddle and mandolin and lead vocals. Pete Wernick, banjo. Charles Sawtell on guitar. And Nick Forster on bass. They do a great job of traditional bluegrass tunes like I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day. Can't you hear that banjo ringing? Can't you hear that mournful sound? Can't you hear them pretty gals laughing over on the cold, cold ground? Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow, and I ain't gonna work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day.
Playing some very fast bluegrass. That's the stuff that sort of caught your attention when you're a young 18-year-old banjo player, and I thought, I want to play like that. And Pete Wernick did a wonderful job there of playing nice, fast, clean, simple banjo. And really enjoy that tune. That tune, actually first heard it on that Rebel 4 LP set that came out in the mid-1960s, a slower version of that song. And I know the embryo Hamilton County used to do that song because we also liked the philosophy of it, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. And at one point it was going to be our wedding day the next day. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, raving on about the bluegrass music that I love, and I've been playing since the 1960s, got a bit of a collection of LPs and CDs, and I enjoy sharing them with you. All the music on the program comes from my shelves, and it's usually related to bands I've seen play live or bands that I've sort of grown up knowing their music, and I've tried to visit festivals in the USA and Australia and see as many bands as I could, and just very much enjoy sharing that with you. So I hope you're enjoying it as well. Our show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand, and all the way in the southwest Pacific, and a long way from bluegrass music, you might think, but not necessarily so. And in the 1960s, we took to playing it, and we felt part of the bluegrass music scene and had some great times doing it. What else am I going to say? Shearer's Music Works. If you need any musical assistance of any sort, including new instruments and new accessories and strings, go and see the people at Shearers. They do a great job of providing for musicians all around the Hamilton area in New Zealand, and they have done a lot to sponsor music like this show. I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear from Seldom Seen now. This is from the album After Midnight, and Phil Rosenthal was fitting into the group now and playing guitar. John Duffy, Mike Aldridge, Ben Eldridge, Tom Gray, and they were still selecting songs everywhere from unlikely sources to straightforward bluegrass sources. And I've chosen one that's an old bluegrass song written by Flatten Scruggs and done by them, The Old Hometown. John Duffy singing it in his inimitable style. And here's Seldom Seen doing The Old Hometown.
Where I left my mother and daddy all alone. There's been a lot of changes there since I've been around. I'd like to run back to your hometown.
You'll never miss home, folks, until you go away. And if you need a friend to help you every day, and then you'll call our mother and she won't be around. I'd like to run back
never found a place just like the old hometown. If I could live life over, Lord, I'd never roam around. I'd like to wander back to the old hometown.
You'll never miss home, folks, until you go away. And then you need a friend to help you every day. And then you'll call mother and she won't be around. I'd like to wander back
Great performance there, great performance. Seldom Seen was just an amazing group, and they really captured the essence of bluegrass music, yet did a wide range of material, and did a lot to further bluegrass music, especially around the Washington area, but also overseas, everyone like Seldom Seen. I'm going to play you two tracks from this album, Live at the Mac, the Mountain Arts Center in Asheville, North Carolina, and the band is Third Time Out. Great band. Russell Moore on guitar and vocals, Ray Deaton on the upright bass and vocals, Wayne Benson on mandolin and vocals, Steve Dilling on banjo and vocals and some guitar picking too, and Mike Hartgrove on fiddle. This was recorded in 1997. At a live concert. I'm always a sucker for live concerts. I love hearing how the band really play the music, not just in the studio. I picked an instrumental to kick it off, just a fiddle and banjo tune called Little Rabbit, and then one of Third Time Out's classic songs, Erase the Miles, which was written by the bluegrass legend Carl Jackson. And it's just a wonderful tune. So let's hear two tunes from Third Time Out.
Pennsylvania, then it's on to the city of sin. I'll hold to your love and to your memory until I can see you again. So I'll dream till I hear you love me, and I'll hope till I see your smile. Wish I could hold you forever, and somehow erase all the miles. Wish I could hold you forever. Somehow erase all the
band, and what a reception, eh? Where can you get an audience like that? Be nice to take them with you. That was Third Time Out doing a classic Carl Jackson song there. I'm going to play you some music from a friend of mine, Jean-Luc Leroux. He's been playing bluegrass music from his home place in Paris, France, as long as I've been playing music. He lives these days in New Caledonia and produces lots of great music using musicians from all around the world, from the USA, from France, and occasionally even from New Zealand. The album that I'm playing from is Tombe de la Lune, and my French pronunciation is dreadful. Nowhere near as good as Jean-Luc's English. And I'm playing on this along with Jean-Luc Leroux is playing mandolin, and I think he's doing the guitar work and the harmonica and as well as singing lead. I get to play banjo on it. Matt Hooper's playing fiddle. Thierry Loyer is playing dobro. Good combination. It's a song called Long Time Ago, Jean-Luc Leroux.
Quand ta jeunesse te rattrape devant un écran de télé et que tes souvenirs sont en noir et blanc, quand tu entends des gosses parler entre eux de la liberté, tu te dis que c'était bien mieux avant. Les sondages, les publicités, la télé-réalité, on n'avait pas tout ça au bon vieux temps. On jouait avec des bouts de carton et les filles avec des poupées, et on avait aussi des cerfs-volants. J'aimerais pouvoir me faire un bon voyage en arrière et retrouver ma vie a long time ago. J'étais gamin accroché aux jupes de ma mère, que je trouvais que tout ça était beau. Les roues de réglisse noires, des rouges, les chewing-gums trop sucrés, les plumes sergent major dans l'encre bleue, le cartable sur le dos et les bagarres à la récré. C'était mon quotidien dans ma banlieue. Et les grandes balades à vélo le long du grand canal, avec les copains on s'éclate bien. Et sur la place des marronniers on se tapait dans la balle pour imiter Fontaine d'Estorbin. J'aimerais pouvoir me faire un beau voyage en arrière et retrouver ma vie long time ago, quand j'étais gamin accroché aux jupes de ma mère, que je trouvais que tout ça c'était beau. Je découvrais un nouvel environnement. Fini la grisaille des hivers, l'été était permanent. C'était une vie nouvelle pour moi vraiment. Les homards au carcopino et les bonbons au lait. Et puis il y avait aussi les tamarins trempés dans des poches de sucre avant de les manger. C'était le bonheur au bout du chemin. J'aimerais pouvoir me faire un bon voyage en arrière et retrouver ma vie long time ago, quand j'étais gamin accroché aux jupes de ma mère, que je trouvais tout ça c'était beau.
Well, there's a little bit of continental bluegrass music for you with a real mixture of origins of musicians. There's Jean-Luc Leroux singing Long Time Ago. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith. I'd like to say a big thank you to all the people that are listening on podcasts. I know many of you tune into one of the very various podcasts people that we have available, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. Some people get it direct from Free FM, which you can do easily, and they have a whole bunch of recent programs stacked up that you can listen to almost anything, anytime. And so thank you very much for tuning in and letting me accompany you on your walk or as you go about your daily business or on your long drives between one place and another. I'm delighted to go with you and play some bluegrass music with you and for you. All those people listening on Access Radio programs throughout New Zealand, different times of the day or night, Back Porch Bluegrass is aired. Likewise, in the Canadian access radio stations like CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Big hi to everyone who's listening to my take on bluegrass music from down here in New Zealand. And talking about New Zealand, I'm going to play a track from the band that I play with, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. 2016, we recorded an album. I have a songwriting son, Sam, who has been interviewed on this show a few times. And I asked Sam to write a song for the album, and we talked about Alan, our lead singer, and had been my best mate and lead singer for right through the days of the bluegrass band. And Alan is a potter by trade, and he makes his living by shaping clay with his hands. That is much more difficult to do than it looks. He makes it look easy. It's very hard to do, and he makes a wonderful array of kitchenware, pottery, cups, plates, bowls, all that sort of thing, and has a ready market for most of his things. So he's a potter as well as a musician, so he makes his living with his hands. Sam came up with the song These Old Hands, and we used it as a title track for the album. And Alan sings it, and I hope you enjoy it. Listen, the song may well apply to you as well. Alan Rhodes and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band singing These Old Hands.
These old hands have taken the long way home. The open road is the only way I know. So pour a glass and won't you sit a while, and I'll tell you why I'm singing about these old hands. When I was young, the song became my friend. I'd sing away from daybreak to end. Songs of love and songs of yesterday, these memories are here to stay. Then I met her at a Friday evening show. Most beautiful sight to behold. I still remember the look she gave and the vow we made. She held these old hands. These old hands have broken a rule or two. I moved out of the city and started new. I love the feel of grass between my toes. My hands compose a melody. Love ain't just for two. I sit and play guitar, my family grew. My heart is big enough to love them all, but I'll carry you forever in these old hands. So raise your glass with me as I sing to you. Of all good things, it's what I love to do. I shape the earth and I play a tune, and I think about being next to you. Like to take the long way home. The open road is the only way I know. Well, I've seen the world and I've found my love, and I've done it all. I've done it all with these old.
Oh, I think that's a great song, and it really does apply to Alan. He's done it all with these old hands, and excellent. And he's still making pots, would you believe? His hands aren't much good for playing guitar or banjo anymore, but he can still make pots with them. It's just amazing what he can do. Let's hear the Petersons again. I Feel the Blues Moving In, a Del McCoury song from the Petersons.
Though the miles are between us, I thought our love see it in her writing, and I can tell my world is crumbling in. The blues are at my door. The last letter that she wrote was on a blue piece of paper. That old feeling's back, the clouds are moving in. The beginning of the end is near, I feel her love is fading into darkness. It seems I have no friends, I feel. She wrote that made me sad and brokenhearted. It put me in the sad shape I'm in. Between the lines are mixed emotions, and there's teardrops on the paper. And she said it's all alright today. I'm close for now, old friend. The last letter that she wrote was on a blue piece of paper. That old feeling's back, the clouds are moving in. The beginning of the end is near, I feel her love is fading into darkness. It seems I have no friends, I feel the blues moving in. Desperate as this hole that I'm sinking in gets deeper as I'm digging to get out. Oh, please give the right answers to these questions I'm asking. Tell me she still loves me and it would turn my world about. Last letter that she wrote was on a blue piece of paper. That old feeling's back, the clouds are moving in. The beginning of the end is near, I feel her love is fading into darkness. It seems I have no friends, I feel the blues moving in.
The Petersons playing a little bit more aggressively and savagely than they usually do. They're usually a little bit more refined, and that was interesting track for them to choose to do, and their approach was great. You've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the show and all the music that I've played on it. We'll take it out with Scott Vestal and Co. From the album Ultimate Picking, and this is a tune that you're probably familiar with. Great old gospel favourite called I'll Fly Away. Tune in again next week if you can. Bye. Thank you.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.